Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Listen up. I will not comply.
You betcha.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Coming soon to New Jersey, already in Connecticut's lap.
Bend
okay?
Yeah.
There's a group in Connecticut called Connecticut Carry. I spoke with the president. I'm trying to get him on the show next week, Sandy.
Nice.
They sent a letter to the legislator saying, change the law or come and take the guns.
Don't you just love that?
Okay? Dear Connecticut legislators, change the law or come and take the guns because we will not comply. I sent them a donation.
We ought to send them up a truckload full of shirts.
I sent them a donation, a formidable donation that was so formidable that the president called me 15 minutes later to thank me. But listen, guys, what happens in Connecticut
doesn't stay,
just like New Jersey.
New Jersey,
we're going to talk about next, but I just wanted to talk about that. Rob and I this week had a great experience, Sandy. We went to Chappaqua, New York.
Did you see the Clinton?
I went to Reibeiter House, but I couldn't find it. I figured I'd have a disco strobe ball outside or something, and Bill Clinton would be running around naked.
Naked, yeah, chasing someone.
We went to the Campfire Club, which was founded 104 years ago, 350 acres in Chappaqua, by Teddy Roosevelt, Abercrombie of Abercrombie and Finch, and many other statesmen that were hunters and into preservation. And they have less than 500 members. You have to be invited. They have 100-year-old log cabins on the property, skeet, traps, sporting clays, etc.
Nice.
And Rob and I did a range safety officer class that was set up for us by NRA headquarters. Wayne Sheets set it up with the president of the club. What a beautiful place. We spent the whole day there. We did an RSO class. They took us out on all the ranges. They fed us. What a great group of people. But these places do exist in these anti-gun environments, which is incredible. And I think it's really, really great to see that. Now, guys, we have a couple of things coming up. This week is very, very exciting. On Thursday, the 13th of March, our esteemed assembly, Charles Maynard, and the rest of them.
I like big butts.
I like big butts and I can't deny. I'm going to ban your magazines and then punch you in the eye. There you go.
There you go.
Maynard at noon on Thursday, 3:13 at Trenton. They're going to pass, the assembly is going to pass the 10-round magazine limit, and then the Senate will follow. Steve Colcutt Sweeney is behind
yes,
it.
He is.
With the sellouts, Anthony Morrow from New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, they cut a deal and cut us all out of it. So our only hope is Christie. Right now, Scott Bach says, don't pick on Christie. Keep the pressure up in the assembly, and then after that, keep the pressure up in the Senate. And then when it goes to Christie's desk, we're all going to let loose and let him know in a nice way that we need his support. But I think he's going to support us because he has presidential aspirations. The next day, Friday the 14th, New Jersey has to file their brief against our Drake case with the Supreme Court.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and Scott Bach and Schmutter and Jensen and Knappen and Gura are all waiting, and Calandro and Berardi, we're all waiting impatiently to see what the brief is and what the argument is going to be, because we all know in New Jersey the right to self-defense stops at the threshold of your home.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so this is something that is very, very important. So we have Thursday, 10 rounders, and we have Friday, the Drake case. Now, if you don't get the ANJRPC newsletter, go on the ANJRPC.org website. And you out-of-staters, we need your help. Send emails, faxes, and phone calls to the assembly chair and all the other assembly members and telling them how disgusted you are that this is going to do nothing to fight crime in a polluted, bankrupt, overtaxed state like New Jersey, where we should be focusing and concentrating on real issues and real crime-preventing issues instead of this bullshit. Now, I'm going down Thursday. I'm going to testify because I'm going to tell them. I had my guys go through inventory on our rental guns and personal guns. I roughly actually have $30,000 in high-capacity magazines and guns that they don't make 10 or less
exactly.
magazines for.
Yeah.
So it's about $30,000. So I'm going to ask Charles Maynor, I'm going to ask him
if
who's
he's
compensating
check.
Me
yeah.
for that. Okay,
yeah, it's a good question.
He can't write a check.
No.
He would have to have somebody write a check because he could never write a
crayon.
Check.
You can get...
No, he's definitely still paying his bills, maybe what money orders, all right? Seriously. He maybe can write the check if it's under 9 or 10 with the fingers and toes.
Okay.
Shut up, Sandy. So
you didn't see the look I gave you, I guess.
No, I saw the look.
Okay.
So anyway, Thursday and Friday are going to be hot days. Watch out for the news. You out-of-state people, we need your support. Are we asking for money right now? No, we're not. We're asking for email support with this magazine ban, fax support. You know, make a phone call if you can, especially if you live in the outlying states or whatever. We would dearly appreciate
state, it. You know?
Listen, I believe it's a slam dunk. The Assembly is definitely going to pass it.
Of course.
The Star-Ledger did a poll for or against the magazine ban. It was 941 against it to like 17 for the magazine ban. But our legislators
don't
read
care.
That, and the media doesn't
care.
Read it. Listen, the Record sent a reporter down yesterday, Mike Karras. He's a reporter and a photographer. All day he was interviewing people how the 15-round mag to 10-round mag ban would affect them. And all people did was bitch and moan. He went in a range with them. He watched them shoot. So we'll see how they spin it and spoof it.
Of course,
everybody says to me, aren't you afraid of having the media here? Listen, either way they're going to screw me. But as a guy who owns one of the largest ranges and rental facilities in the New York metro area, the only bad press for me is my obituary.
Right, exactly right.
To be honest with you. So I'll take it and we'll handle it from there. I'm
not
as
guarded. Well, plus somebody's got to speak out against it. You can't
Correct.
Just hide it.
I'm not as guarded as Scott problems. Bach and everybody else.
Maybe
I just
you don't
blurt
have to
it
be.
Out.
Yeah, we know this.
So I'm very interested to see how the vote goes. We know how it's going to go right across party lines. The Dems are going to ban it.
Yep.
And two or three Republicans on the committee are going to vote against it.
And the rhinos will abstain.
Yes. And this whole thing is being orchestrated by Sweeney. And again, for you people in New Jersey, Steve Sweeney is going to try to run for governor.
Very bad.
And Steve Fulop, who just became the mayor of Jersey City, literally 6 months ago, November, not even 4 months ago, he's poising himself to run for governor of New Jersey. And the two of them
you mean the murder capital of the state?
And the two of them are in a race to prove who's more liberal.
Ah.
Okay? Who's more anti-gun and who's more liberal for each other's cause. So while they're doing that, we suffer in between.
Of course.
All the law by the million gun owners in New Jersey. Now, the problem is because unity and activism is so hard in this era of armchair activism, it's hard to get enough people involved.
Right.
I hope we overflow the state house. Listen, if I want to go inside because I want to testify, but if I get stuck outside again, I'll have another impromptu rally with 500, 600 or 1,000 brothers and sisters
exactly,
in arms
right,
in New
sure.
Jersey. I don't care.
Right.
We'll just keep chanting the same thing over and over again. They'll have to send all the employees home. Okay? Because we'll just say, I will not comply.
Right.
5 bajillion times, you know? And I'm not going to bring any glass bottles down with rags and gasoline in them this time. I promise.
Yeah, I know. You had to keep those
up. I promise.
Well, the state police made you put them aside the last time.
Exactly. Yeah. I told them it was cologne.
Yeah, well, it could have been. Yeah.
It was O.D. Molotov. So pretty soon the Pikes and Burning Brands are going to be coming out because you see what's happening in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We've had police chiefs in Connecticut saying that they're the master.
Right.
And they're going to go door to door.
Yep.
And
yep.
seize these guns that were not
when
registered.
When was that done last? That was during the Holocaust, wasn't it? I remember that being done by Hitler.
Yes. Well,
Stalin.
no, it's not going to happen here.
No, of course not.
So these police chiefs are coming. Now, there's police chiefs coming out saying they're not going to do it. But there are vocal police chiefs saying, I'm the master, and we're going to go door to door and seize these guns.
Yeah, I'm going to make my own law. Yeah,
this is going to be a huge flashpoint, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
because
be.
They are going to take law-abiding – they turned law-abiding citizens into criminals like they do all the time in New Jersey and New York as well. But when you go violate the sanctity of somebody's home in front of their wives and children, we're going to have another Waco or Ruby Ridge in a residential area because someone is going to get pissed off. Listen, you can change – I can't smoke at work. I can't do this. I can't do that. But when you start violating the sanctity of somebody's home, whether it's a house, a condo, an apartment or something, you're really touching an area that's untouchable for many people. and you're going to come into my house and go through my stuff and drag me out handcuffed on my face, you're going to see brothers and sisters in arms. This can really be a flashpoint. Our legislators in New Jersey should be watching this very closely, as well as New York and California and these other anti-gun battleground states, because there is only so far you can push us.
Yeah, only so far.
All right. The Attorney General and a couple of mayors in California were trying to get the Peruta decision overturned in the Ninth Circuit, and they can't because they're not eligible because they were not part of the original argument, all right? They are trying to break the law. They're Brady Bunch, Mayors Against Illegal Guns are all behind it, by the way.
Of course.
They're trying to get the Peruta decision in the Ninth Court overturned. It actually helps us because it shows the Supreme Court that there's
how extreme
it is there. But here's people, talk about breaking the law. Read the effing Constitution.
Right.
All right? We're following constitutional law to go through the court. And you're trying to break the chain.
So why should the Constitution matter in this case when it doesn't matter in the First Amendment? It doesn't matter in the, you know, it's right now we're stepping over Congress. So, we're allowed to do that,
you know. Meanwhile, Putin sissy slapped Obama again.
Again?
Yeah, I'm going to invade the Ukraine and the Crimea and everything, and you're not going to do shit because you drive a Pee Wee Herman bike with knickers, with a helmet on.
A girl's bike.
With a helmet on.
While I ride around with my shirt off.
On a horse.
On a horse. Killing tigers, and he's always got his shirt off. What's the deal with this?
He's got a body to always take his shirt off.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't have moves. Okay? He doesn't have moves.
And he doesn't wear, like, you know, mom jeans.
Exactly. No skinny jeans for Vlad. But meanwhile, look what's going on. Nobody can stop him.
No.
All right. When Palin and Romney
said
that Russia was going to come back up strong,
no, Russia,
CNBC and them bashed
the 1980s called. They want their policies back.
Where's Ronnie Reagan when we need him?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Putin knows the West is weak. He knows we can't handle it. They know they control the gas lines and stuff over there. So you know what? One country at a time, they're going to start taking them back.
Absolutely.
Russia's going to, the USSR is coming back hot and heavy, ladies and gentlemen.
Communism.
Get used
to
it.
We've said this, how many years? 3 years ago, we said this when we started the show. We were talking about the very same thing, and we got the crap from everyone.
Correct.
Well,
and look,
who's
it's here
right now.
It's here.
It's here. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knapp on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And you can also get Lipstick Bodyguard at the beautiful Woodland Park Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
We haven't been
stocked.
What
do I have in my mouth here? I can't even
talk. We haven't been stocked and ready for sale.
That's right.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. Mention Gun for Hire Radio, and the doc will give you grade A treatment. Many of our listeners have gone to him. If you're too far away from Bridgewater, show your support. Go on his Facebook page, like it, and share it. Go on his webpage, send him an email of thank you. Drop him a line or a card. We all need your support. You hear me, Bianches? Now, also, I get emails. People want to know, why do you spell out the links and everything? Well, A, the majority of our listeners are ignorant, okay? B, B, it makes it easier for the people to remember. Waldorf Chiro, okay?
Yes.
I didn't say A, did I, out loud?
No, you
all right, good.
You didn't.
All right, we have another problem in
Small
New Jersey,
miracles.
Sandy.
Yes.
We have a very, very bad problem.
We do?
Yeah, James Kalita, who's been on the show with his son, Owen. James Kalita lived in New Jersey, and he had a firearms ID card and pistol permits, and he moved to Pennsylvania. And in Pennsylvania, he applied for a non-resident pistol permit. And he filled out something incorrectly. From what I understand, he filled it out correctly, but it was incorrect since the law changed last year. Of course, the lawyers that are backing him, Bach and Knappen, won't tell me, which is okay. I understand it, so we don't know why.
Is this the same James Kalita, James, you're out of order, Kalita?
James, you're out of order, Kalita.
That was ejected from the last assembly meeting?
So Scott says normally when you make a mistake on your FID card, the state police will call you to get verification. And pretty much that's it. They'll either deny it or whatever. They issued a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, for a mistake.
Yes. They notified the Pennsylvania state troopers, and the Pennsylvania state troopers arrested him last week.
Get it out of town.
And he's still in a PA prison. It's almost a week.
Unbelievable.
And he's awaiting extradition to New Jersey, which could take up to 28 days.
So he's in a state?
He's in a state prison in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
And he's going to be transferred to a prison in, I think, Warren County, because he's put a Warren County trooper barracks there.
This is a family man.
With a son, divorced, with a son, yeah. Working guy.
Great.
No criminal record.
Wonderful.
And it could take 28 days. The extradition here in the state has up to 90 days to transfer him to New Jersey.
3 months.
3 months he can stay being held. And then Knappen is waiting for him to come to New Jersey to get formally charged so that he can post bond and start working on his defense. Knappen says he has excellent counsel, excellent case, so don't worry about it. But James Kalita.
Meanwhile,
Kalita,
a guy is sitting in a prison.
Prison cell, not working. Not paying child support on his kid.
Right.
Not being with his kid. Etc., etc. He's been a two-way advocate for a long time. We had him and his son Owen on the show.
Exactly.
If people want to go back, we had him on because when he was ejected by the state police down in Trenton. So it's gone viral. But if you guys Google James Kalida, that's right. I'm spelling it out because yous are slow. Also, his middle name is James Out of Order Kalita. His Facebook page. There's links for a group funding. Last night. Sucker Anthony, because I'm a Second Amendment advocate, I made another substantial donation to his legal defense fund, and I cut it and pasted it in all of my social media. And besides my donation, he got another like $1,800 donations in 2 hours. Okay,
guys, if you can, if you can just do the same thing, cut and paste that thing.
$1,800 donation.
This is
so
a good
James
guy.
James Kalita. And his middle name is Out of Order. And again, because he was out of order by the state police.
Yeah.
But there's group
funding. For asking a question.
Correct. There's group funding and everything. And we're going to support him. And I will go to his bail hearing and everything if possible. Knappen and Bach are being very guarded because obviously, you know, you don't want him tried in the media.
Right, exactly.
Because somebody's going to post it on Facebook or whatever. And there's been some criticism. Why don't we know what the charges are yet? Because we're not ready. All right, let's just leave it there because defense is preparing right now.
Right.
But normally, Scott says hundreds of these occur a year, and bench warrants are never issued and executed like this.
Well, why do we think this happened?
Yes, correct.
Could
because
the
he's a
honorable
criminal.
Charles Maynor have anything to do with
Sweeney.
This? Or Sweeney? Yeah.
You know, but here's the
deal.
He
embarrassed the hell out of them, and it went viral.
Yes,
that's what the problem is.
Yes, this is a working guy that now is not contributing to the economy, and he's locked up in a prison, never spent a day incarcerated in his life, and this is a tragedy.
Absolutely.
And we're going to support James 100%, whatever it's going to take. Going to the state house, going to Trenton. Clinton, whatever the hell it's going to take, we're going to support him 100%. So while we're in the studio, I look out the window and this huge.
I thought it was a solar eclipse.
This black dude walked in. He's so hairy that Sasquatch took a picture of him. Okay?
He's not hairy.
I know, I'm kidding.
He's anything bald. But hairy.
He's wearing a bow. He looked like Sasquatch with a bow tie.
Sasquatch with a bow tie.
This is Ainsley Reynolds just walked in to the studio, unexpected. Ainsley, welcome.
How you doing?
We're just talking about James Kalita.
Get closer to the microphone, Ainsley.
Yes. Last night I made a substantial donation, and then I posted it, and it really spiked up. Did you know New Jersey can take up to 90 days to extradite him?
I didn't know that until I saw that post.
90 days. Meanwhile, he had a job. He's got a son that he has joint custody with, and he's been in prison almost a week.
That's right.
And this is how we should be treating someone for a paperwork error, and this is what we should be more involved. Real criminals are walking around the street doing whatever the F they want. This is how we treat a tax-paying citizen. Well, he's a Pennsylvania resident right now.
For a clerical error.
For a clerical error.
Probably some nonsense.
And Scott Box says this happens all the time, and usually they just alert you of it, and they'll either deny your permit or whatever. But because he was high profile, that's why Scott Bach tells me to watch my back all the time. You know, I keep telling him I'm too cute for prison.
Yeah, that's
so true. Basically, they're targeting us if you speak out.
No,
and
I
they're
don't.
Basically looking for something to get you on. Is
correct.
What it sounds like.
Correct. That's what it sounds like.
It's going to have to be a very big room.
So, but here's the problem: due to the internet and social media and Second Amendment groups, this is not getting swept under the rug.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not going to get swept under the rug because we're all going to know about it and we're going to take up whatever cause we can. Are you going to Trenton Thursday?
Unfortunately, I can't. I was going the first time, but I actually have a board meeting in
Newark. I thought you and Maynard were buddies. You talked to him on the phone the first time.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to I will tell you behind the scenes, I am definitely trying to talk to anyone that sits on that committee because I do have some contacts with one of the person that sits on that law on public safety. And
you
I'm
know low
try to,
people in high places?
and I'm really trying to have that conversation where it can be more than 2 minutes before they cut our mics off. Because I think some of the, I will say this person probably has absolutely no idea what they're getting themselves into. So before we have to publicly put our foot in their behind, I'm trying to give this person a heads up of what they're getting into and the truth behind what they're about to vote on to the best of my ability. But if they choose to just follow the party line, then so be it.
And you've got a very, you know, specific issue that you have to deal with because you're an employee. Can I say that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're an employee of the state of New Jersey.
That is correct.
I thought he was a ward of the state.
And a high ranking.
He's not a ward of the state.
He's not a ward of the state.
I wouldn't say really high ranking.
Well, I would, but you don't have to.
But the bottom line is yes. I'm saying when it comes down to yes, I do have to be careful, which is why I will never go on record on dealing with the governor because technically I am as a government rep, you're technically and on paper a direct employee of the governor, even though
at
he wasn't
privilege,
the one,
yeah.
Even though he wasn't the one that hired me, I came through just like any normal means, but I'm unclassified, which means I could be fired at will.
Right.
So every time I take the time out to speak on our rights, if someone was looking to come at me, that probably would be the way. I mean, I'd sue the hell out of them, but
yeah,
in but the meantime.
You have a wife and a daughter.
Exactly. So certain things, I'm very careful on how I approach it, but what's wrong is wrong. And then when I take time off and I have to file paperwork with any 2A organization that if I'm a member of or dealing with, I follow P's and Q's, fill out the paperwork, and that's what I do, and speak on the issue and try not to take personal digs unless it's certain people.
Unless absolutely
crying.
Necessary.
You know, it's good to have you on the show in a while. We haven't had you on in a while. Now, you're coming on March 29th with a special announcement.
Don't tip your hat yet. I sure am.
And don't get your bow tie in a knot.
It's in a knot. Okay. How else would it stay?
We're going to talk more about that as we get closer. But Sandy Ainsley's coming on with something to discuss that's long overdue. I didn't tell you about it yet because you're on a need-to-know basis.
If I think I need to know, I tell you.
I didn't send him the information that he asked.
I told him I need the info for you and me.
Yeah, and I just...
So, haven't done it.
When you got to deal with other people, you just got to be, careful.
Yes.
So back on the James Kalita thing, James Out of Order Kaleida and James Kaleida. Just Google it for group funding. Listen, it's not about the amount. It's about the amount of people.
Yeah,
if you can
right,
only donate a dollar through PayPal or a credit card or $2, you know, 10,000 people donating $2 is a beautiful thing. I made a Kickstart donation in there, and then all of a sudden I posted. I'm like, donate, bitches, right? You saw the thread.
I saw that, and do you really realize how powerful you are as far as social media, that what Gun for Hire does, which is why I immediately reached out to you when I was talking to the group that we had to come on here, because your outreach, just by I saw that last night, it was like immediately, like, boom, you stuck it out there, and then people probably started to wake up because it was out there to donate.
Yeah.
And I saw it on different, you know, 2E threads, but as soon as you did it, all of a sudden it's like people are like, oh yeah, we need to get on
that. The interesting part about it is we started this out pretty much kind of as an experiment. Not really an experiment. It was an experiment on my
part. You were experimenting with me.
Yes. It was an experiment.
I was an amoeba in a petri dish.
That's a hell of an experiment.
I did it to prove a very good point about how the power of social media and the power of new media.
That's how I got here.
And exactly, right. So
it was the barbecue that got
me. It was the barbecue. You know, the barbecue was got me here, too. But I think, you know, all kidding aside, we now command an audience that is three times the size of CNN. And if you notice, our good friend at MSNBC no longer has a
MSNBC.
Job.
Pierce?
Pierce.
No.
The Communist News Network.
Get the communists right.
Right.
So listen to what happened. He's talking about our power on social media. So I post donate bitches, right? And all of a sudden the thread lights up and people are donating. And then Dan Roberts and Craig DiBernardo get into a debate about something. So I post enough back and forth banter, now donate again. And Craig DiBernardo donated again. Okay? I was like, enough shit already. They got off topic. Now get back and donate. So he said, I donated again, which I don't care
if
it's 50 cents.
Right. And that's another thing. Right. And I'm coming here. I'm going to, you know, his head is going to be, you know, since he's losing weight, I'm going to blow his head up.
Don't.
The other thing that Anthony is very important is that a lot of times he steps in when we're unfortunately battling each other over some nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't anybody take it personally. Get over yourselves. But I see a lot of this banter. And when it really gets out of hand, I almost sit there and just kind of, you know, wait with bated breath, just waiting for Anthony to interject. It might be humor or just basically saying, listen, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
Let's get it together. Which
we got
is,
enough,
again,
we got enough
very
war
important.
From outside. We don't
exactly.
need any fighting inside.
Remember, I hate everybody.
Exactly.
It's true.
So that is my motto.
Yes.
It's so easy this way. You know, here's another one. A listener of Gunfire Radio from the New Jersey Gun Forum sent me this, and it was from CBS Money Watch News. You know how I won't shop where I can't drop somebody
right.
and we
right.
ask for more boycotts?
Yep.
This is a March 6th article. Plunging mall traffic is killing restaurants and stores.
Hello.
Okay.
Yep.
Sparrow filed for bankruptcy.
Yes, they did.
They had, let me see what the date that is here. They have 155 of its 400 stores are closed, and they're $150 million in debt right now.
McDonald's is even losing money in their mall locations.
Which
is insane.
So
exactly.
I think people are, you know, because of personal safety, like,
it's an
Ainsley.
Issue. Yes.
Ainsley has to go to the mall with his. How old's your daughter now?
Seven. She'll be eight soon.
Because it's a rite of passage, right? She wants to go with dad, or she wants to go to the mall and pick something out. But 90% of the time, your choice would be to do it online, right?
Me and Amazon are friends.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you much rather buy your daughter, like, say to your daughter, you could have this little gift if daddy takes you to the mall, or you could have this big gift if you let daddy order it for you.
That is correct.
Right? Little coercion there.
And plus, you know, I just don't like being in. I never like malls to begin with, so
it wasn't
a big step to boycott them for being the idiots that they are.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. Actually, for me, it's a different thing. Being an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, to me, it's about supporting the local community, supporting the local business.
Oh, I'd rather use a small guy.
Me, because you get better customer service.
Absolutely. Plus, you know the guy. You know who it is. You know where your money's going.
And they'll give you the hookup.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll go that extra mile to do something for you rather than you going to the big box store and they're like, hey, what do you need? Oh, we don't have it.
Right. I'll get it for you. Right.
Just had just talking to Walter Haas in the VIP lounge, and he lives up in West Milford area. And I said, I used to live in West Milford. I said, is the True Value Hardware store there? He said, no, Ace Hardware is closed. I said, when I lived up there in the 80s, I had a Ford Taurus. I went in. I needed an extension ladder. I went in, I said, how much for the 20-footer? He told me, and he looked outside. He goes, I'll have my guy drop it off at your house in an hour. You know, like those days are over.
Right.
Home Depot rent you that truck for $59 for the first hour or some shit like that.
Yeah,
right.
Those days are definitely gone.
So, you know, these are the things that are very important to us. We lost all of this with these big box stores and these malls. But why would he take his 7-year-old daughter to the mall? He can't protect her.
Right.
We're in a state that if somebody can come in with a bolt-action 22 rifle and kill 50 people in a mall.
Right. Yes.
So why should I forget about, you know, soft body armor and explosives and light weapons, you know, a terrorist attack or something? I'm not I'm not subjecting my family to anything like that. And these malls and stuff don't get it. And now, if I lived in a free state with Ainslie like Texas and we're carrying our gun, he'd take his daughter to the mall.
We got no problem at all.
Every day.
Absolutely, right. We're coming to Texas. So, Texas, get ready.
Yippee-ki-yay.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Oh, freedom. Give me some freedom.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Website MontvilleOffice.com.
Notice I'm pointing to myself.
I was busy. I was texting.
Okay, I saw that coming out of a break.
Montville Executive Suites is listed on Facebook. It's owned by Ron Sousa.
This is my point.
Montville, New Jersey in Morris County. You would love to go and check the place out. You can get fractional rental starting at $59 a month for virtual office space. And as you want to increase it, you can increase it, okay? And there's no long-term
decrease it.
There's no long-term commitment. You just go check the place out. Go on the website and look at MontvilleOffice.com. Send Ron Sousa a message or go on the Facebook page and tell him that you saw it from Gun for Hire Radio. And also, send it to your other friends. You know those people that you have that are working out of their mother's basement and stuff like that? Why don't you, you know, forward them the link and maybe they can look at it. He has four major highways that run through the area. I mean, it's really, really cool. And you really should support those who support us. So, MontvilleOffice.com. You got it, bitches? Okay.
This is a new favorite word.
First letter.
That's what it is.
First letter is from Orlando Silva. Hi, Anthony. I'm a big fan since meeting you when I got my Utah CCW permit in 2012. I've been listening to your show. Yeah, I've been listening to your show ever since. I hope you can help me out. I recently started working for a 501c organization, PlanetAid.org. We collect clothing to help the needy. Wondering if you allow us to place a collection bin at some of your locations. I only have one location. Next week, we're going to have a collection bin for clothing. You know, not dirty clothing, but clean, usable clothing for the needy. So Planet Aid is going to have a box here. So I'll post it on social media. I'll post it on the website. So any support we can have here, if you're buying summer clothes and you got some leftover winter, you know, there's people that are shoeless out there and, you know, homeless.
More
and,
people
and,
now
and
that are
clothing.
Shoeless than there were in 2008.
Yeah, so whatever you can do would be great. You know, we would really, really like you to help us out. You know, I would like to see you guys do that, okay? So planetaid.org, you can check them out. I don't even know what their political affiliation. I don't care.
Doesn't
They're collecting
matter.
Clothes for the needy and
right.
the homeless. I'm all good with that, okay? Because
right.
the needy and the homeless aren't the ones that are trying to take my rights away. It's the fat cats in Trenton
yep.
and Washington,
yep.
D.C. The next thing is Kurt Andrews, again, resident of Indiana, registered voter, educator, and NRA member. Okay, these guys are talking about the NRA legislative work. NRA is supporting SB 229, which is a reciprocity bill. We have to get behind this eventually, but right now we can't. We lost focus in New Jersey. Why do we lose focus? Because they're trying to take our 15-round mags away from us.
Exactly. Right.
Again, what's it, the Overton window, Sandy?
Yep,
it's the
right.
Overton window, correct?
Yep, push it to the absolute limit, and then when it comes back halfway, we think we won.
Correct.
It's ridiculous.
Correct, right? You know, so the 10-round magazine, they're going to give us the transportation clause, which is a bunch of crap. You know, I don't want to hear it.
So they'll make it now not to be a felon if you have a heart attack on your way to and from the range. That's your that's what your concession was.
You know, while Ainsley's here, he's posting something that pisses him off all the time, and it just shows our responsibility, how we've become soft sissification of our country. And nobody's responsible for their actions. He gets pissed when trucks and cars, sheets of ice, are flying off on the highway because people get killed every year from
every
that.
Every year.
You can
every
tell, year. You know, every car I saw this year that had uncleaned roofs had Obama stickers on them. I'm serious.
Dude, I got to
right?
drive
because you know
the
what?
Garden
it's somebody
State
else's
Parkway.
Job.
Every week on my way to the studio, I have to drive the Garden State Parkway. It takes everything in me. Every power I have in me not to run these people off the ground.
No, guy, I drive Route 1 every day,
oh,
25 miles in each direction.
That is the corridor, boy.
But it's the issue of when I was 17 years old, if I pulled out of the driveway with ice on the roof, my father would have kicked my ass.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only natural. I don't understand
how
you just don't understand.
Yeah. Are you that lazy?
That is dangerous.
Yes,
it's
exactly
like I didn't need a law for me to tell me to do that. It was just only makes natural sense that you have this big block of ice sitting on the top of your car. You're driving at 55, 75 for me. But it'll fly off the back. I have, and in particular, because I drive an SUV, I'm more cognizant of that.
Yes.
It's going to build up.
Right.
And fly right off the back of it. Someone who's in a regular size car, that's on a downward trajectory right at that windshield. So they're more susceptible.
One solid sheet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've watched. I've been behind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this car. And it's typically, to be honest, Priuses.
See?
I'm telling you, this is no joke. Priuses and minivans.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Exactly. Or you see these jackasses that literally will clean
a porthole.
A little porthole in the back of the front. And I seriously pulled up to them and said, seriously? And then have the audacity to also
Very
be
true.
On the phone.
Sure.
And putting makeup on. And since I don't want to lose my gun right, I don't get out of the car.
No, that's true. That's right.
Guys, the third big snowstorm, the next day I had a doctor's appointment. Not the day after, the day after that. It was 2 days. It was clear, much clearer. I'm going down Columbia Turnpike in Florham Park in a GMC Denali, full-time four-wheel drive. And I'm in the fast lane because the slow lane had some ice and stuff on it. A Mustang comes up behind me, flashes me the high beams.
Whoa.
So I move over to the right lane. We're decelerating downhill now. Oh. I move over to the right lane. He gets in the fast lane. We get right before, I think there's a KFC there or something. The light turns red. He hits his brakes. He spins past me and smashes right into a traffic pole.
Oh, that's
the aluminum,
too bad.
And snaps it in half.
Oh,
and
way.
Snow and shit was flying everywhere. The light turned green, and I proceeded
to
go.
I was about to say, because that's exactly what I would have done.
How'd you get around that?
Like, I'm going to stop this helping jackass.
There was cars behind us skidding, but he had to pass me.
Of course.
And then the light changed, and he just touched his brakes, and he lost it. But,
nice.
But it has more of,
there is
this
a
is
God.
Where our society has
yes.
gone.
Yes.
And while you're here, Ainsley, we talk of this because, wait a minute. It is common sense. We don't need a law for this. I bought, you know what I bought? I ordered it from Amazon.com. I bought one that retracts 52 inches, a scraper and
nice.
A broom. Because I have a GMC
Denali,
and I reach
one.
Up and I push it off one side and I go around, push the other side. I let the truck run for 20 minutes. And I go out in the street, I tap the brakes and some of the stuff will push off and I clean the rest of it. Plus, I like my car clean anyway. But
well, that's just me.
You know
what I bought to keep the snow off of my car?
What?
A garage.
You know
yeah,
what?
but even yeah, I have old cars in my garage. They can't get dirty.
I don't have a freaking garage, okay?
Yeah.
But I've always had one of those telescopic things to clean off my car. One side is a brush and then one side is a scraper. But I also have an automatic start. So, listen, I know I'm going to work.
Very nice. Doo-doo,
turns it on.
Yeah.
Heats up the car. I go out, push the snow off the top of the car, off the windshield, do it for my wife, and then go about my business.
Well,
it's not
is,
that difficult.
You know what the problem really is? The three of us, it's a serious problem. We're capitalists.
Yes.
That's the problem.
I was told that was a bad word by this communist on my job.
Well,
I'm sorry. He's not a communist. He's a socialist.
Oh, a socialist.
Yes.
Well, that's much better.
He doesn't believe in competition either.
No, of course not. No. Mm.
So he believes that a kid should
a
get
merit
a
raise.
Trophy.
I guess he doesn't believe
yes,
in merit
he doesn't,
raises
he,
either.
He believes just, that. He once pointed to me. He said, "You guys." I said, "First of all,
you
who's
guys."
You? I was like,
"Who are you pointing?"
I said, "Who's you guys?" Because you know where I was going with that. I was like,
yeah.
"You mean black folks?" Like, what do you mean? His face turned red. He's like, "No, you capitalists." Because the competition. This. I was like, "Why did you get a college degree? Isn't that competition?"
Yeah.
He just walked away. Pissed off.
You're a moron. See what he said? See how you can't touch the race issue? Walter Haas was talking the other day. Phil Trenton up with people of color, people in wheelchairs, and
you.
Old people.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Mader, he can't talk competent English now. Imagine a room full of people
that.
No,
that's for sure.
Okay? They wouldn't. And the white people on the committee can't say anything because they're afraid we're going to insult a lady, a handicapped person, a senior, a minority. It's like, holy shit. They'll walk out and go, adjourned, and walk back
right,
in the room.
Right.
Okay, no, the front row is going to be all fat, angry white guys with a smidgen of some
right.
minorities and an older
half
lady or someone
dressed
with
in
kids.
Freaking camo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only person they'll take the picture of.
Of course.
Oh, yes. The
guy
in camo.
Yeah.
Can you tell people just... Leave it at home.
If you're coming
to
Trenton
dude,
Thursday,
we tried that the last
I'm like, come on.
Dress it, like you're going to work unless you work for Duck Dynasty.
I was about to say, be careful.
Okay? Yes.
Be careful with that.
If you work for Duck Dynasty, please leave the camo at home. Listen,
it's
you can wear
New
an
Jersey.
NRA shirt.
Who
you,
the hell has camo anyway?
Don't wear for my cold
really?
Dead hands. You know, wear a button-down shirt or wear a golf shirt.
Something.
Wear a pair of slacks or a clean pair of jeans.
Yeah, I'm not saying put on a suit.
Shave.
Well, a bow tie.
Try maybe a little soap and deodorant.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean?
That.
Look presentable.
All right, we just eliminated a lot of people.
Let's not break this. You
put
know,
it this
the,
way.
The
stop,
media
giving
has
them,
a stereotype.
Stop giving the stereotype that they're looking for.
Yeah,
that's what they feed
feeding
on.
Feeding the beast is all you're doing is feeding the beast. They expect to see that. Show them something that they don't expect to see.
When we come back, I want to talk about selfies.
Selfies?
Uh-huh.
You got all those selfies of you?
Uh-huh. No.
Oh, good God.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Well, just a few weeks ago, you heard living proof right here on the show about how effective a man stopper it is. One of our listeners, a big, burly male nurse, used his wife's lipstick bodyguard to drop a knife-wielding attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. The would-be victim went home safe and unscathed that night. His attacker? Well, he had to be carried away by ambulance, crying like a baby. Lipstick Bodyguard. Get yours right here at the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range or at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have, I only know Mac products, Apple, so I have PhotoStream. And if I take a picture on my cell phone, it goes on my iPad and my computer at the same time.
Automatically?
Yeah, or vice versa. Yeah, automatically. It just uploads it. Well, they, in Fairlawn Saddlebrook Patch, I read this article. For you people that, because you live in nice neighborhoods and it can't happen here, they caught a burglary ring that hit 30 homes in Mawa, Upper Saddle River, Old Tappan, and Cliffside Park.
Wow.
Okay? Money. How'd they get caught? They stole somebody's phone that was unlocked in the house, and one of the knuckleheads took selfies of himself on the phone, and the owner of the phone was at work, and it uploaded on her computer, and it uploaded on her iPad.
No shit,
you see? And she brought the computer or the iPad to the police department, and they identified the guy and they put a tail on him and they caught them as they were getting ready to rob another house. This was sent by Alex Less, who's a listener
scientist.
Of ours. Yes, but this is not the first time this has happened. Okay, this has happened numerous times. Now, the good thing is, like, I have Find My iPad and My iPhone.
Right.
If it gets stolen, I can erase all the data remotely. Yes, I have all of that activated. I don't know how Android platforms work, so I'm sure it's the same. They all mirror each other. So look into it and find out about it. But by keeping the photo stream open, it's a pretty cool thing if somebody robs your phone.
Cool.
Because, listen, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. Plus, they're getting high or drunk. And they never had an iPhone 7. Yeah, and they take a picture.
A picture of themselves. So, stealing shit.
Correct. So it's a pretty good security thing. But I have my iPhone and my iPad are both on the Find My iPhone iPad, and I can delete them. Matt, my art director, misplaced his iPhone, and we tracked it, and we found it. Okay.
Where was it?
With GPS. It was in the stock room.
Yeah. Don't laugh. I've done it many times in my house.
Me too.
You click that little thing and just listen for the sound.
So I activate it. So this is a really good learning tool for us. It's another way to get ahead of the thieves. Again, if you don't have cameras or alarms in your house, or fake cameras or a fake alarm, just put stickers in your house. Home burglaries have been really spiking right now.
Happened on my street 2 weeks ago.
And would they get everything? Or?
They were watching this lady. This is an older lady, retired. She's usually home. They had to be watching this place because what happened is that it took place within a two-hour span because she left and came back within 2 hours. They had gone and ransacked the whole entire house. She lives on a corner lot.
In two hours.
And she's retired. She's like 70-something.
Oh, man.
She's normally home, which tells me they literally must have been watching.
Yeah.
They had to be watching. She probably was doing her habitual routine, and they probably was watching. It's like she's home. How did they do that? And then when they told, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
You have to vary your routine. I'm going to tell you right now, the burglar lives on your block. He lives on your block or the block that runs adjacent to you or perpendicular.
She lives on the main road.
Somebody's when my garage got robbed back in the day on Greylock Park in Belleville, the kid lived across the street in the apartment buildings, and he was watching from the window, and he saw us, me and Charlie, building the motorcycle, and he knew when we came and went, and that's when he robbed it. But we caught him. But anyway, that's another long felonious story I can't get into now.
Well, the statute of limitations,
I don't know. I don't think so.
On certain crimes, yes.
So you have to really be careful because they're watching.
They're watching the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, these are kids in their parents' basement, and they're looking through the window, and they saw her come and go. The people who broke into their house are literally within like a 100-yard radius of that house right now.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And 2 hours, they knew that they had 2 hours. They did everything in about 20 minutes because time is of the essence, okay?
Had to. And she has no alarms. That's the other problem.
Where did you go with it? They had to be very close to
A couple pillowcases. And
They might have parked the car in her driveway.
Right. Might have been a stolen car.
It was in the middle, again, just like when they broke into my house, except they got nothing because I have an alarm. They might have pulled right up in her driveway.
Yeah, but when they broke in your house, the police department listed as what? Criminal mischief or criminal trespass?
Criminal mischief.
For you listeners out there, when you look at the crime stats for your town, we did this a year ago with Ainsley, because police chiefs are under so much pressure to keep crime stats down because taxes are so high, they broke into his house. They went into a window, came out of a sliding door. He goes to pick up the police report, criminal mischief.
When you read
that in a paper, you think it was kids throwing eggs, right?
Criminal trespass. Kids were thrown out of the parking lot of the Stop and Shop.
Right. You told them, get out of my yard.
You made them change the report, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because I talked to the police chief directly. I was pissed off.
So think if you lived in Old Tappan or Cliffside Park and you're having your coffee on Sunday and you read the local paper or up on Saddle River and you say, gee, hun, we had 3 criminal mischiefs and 2 criminal trespasses this month in the town. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Okay.
And you got to understand the only difference is whether she was home or not, because she could have, what if she actually was home?
Right.
That now becomes a home invasion, which doesn't exist in Jersey.
Doesn't exist, no. I was going to say when they did.
They would have killed her.
When we had the home invasion, they classified it as a burglary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
ridiculous.
Then I'm talking to the detective, and the detective is trying to assure my wife and myself, this never happens in our town. This is a very, very safe town.
Yeah,
until he finds out who I know, who knows him.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it becomes like, oh, man, this is a mess.
Well, now he wants to tell the truth.
Yeah, now he wants to tell the truth. And he say, well, what happens is they come from the cities and whatever. They jack a car. I knew all this crap. And I said, we cannot be the only ones.
No.
I said, not in this town.
You're the only one on your block this week.
And you definitely have to vary your routine. I mean, even though, people go to work, I leave different times. I go different routes.
Different routes.
And I tell in my, women.
I wish I could get exactly.
Women
right.
are a liability.
And I keep on trying to tell her, like,
you
ways.
Have to go
right.
a different way.
Yes.
You have
just
to leave at different times.
Even for just getting home. Look at Hurricane.
And as I say, I randomly come home at different times. I do that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, just sometimes just sit in the driveway. I'm looking around because, there's certain cars and I'm watching everything. Call me paranoid, call me whatever. It's just that people are watching.
Right.
Go on Amazon.com. Buy surveillance camera stickers and alarm stickers if you don't have them, and put them prominently around the house.
Or get a damn alarm.
Well, you really should, but for some people can't financially or something right now. The alarm worked at Ainsley. They came in the basement window. The alarm went off, and they hightailed it right out of the house.
And they got the hell out of there. Yeah.
They
could show the
anything.
Series of the alarms in the series that they went on. They clearly was like, holy shit, the alarm went off. Let me get the hell out of here.
Right.
And the
With
window
nothing.
Was too tight to
and
go
you could
back
tell
out.
They're,
exactly.
They're not pros, right? So
no.
you know
no.
that they're not pros.
And yeah, they couldn't go back out that window because you can drop in, but trying to get back up there, whole different story.
Gotcha. They were lucky you wouldn't come out of a room and grab
That's
him by the ankle.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
he'd still be down there.
Let's just say they should be happy I wasn't home.
Yes,
that's all
exactly
I'm saying.
Right.
Well, he'd still be in the basement.
They'd still be in the basement.
He'd be reloading for you right now.
Right, exactly right. He'd be pull a handle faster.
For every 1,000,000 rounds, you get a crusty piece of bread and a bottle of water. Bitch.
Actually, I make them generate some electricity.
Pedal.
Yeah, pedal.
Pedal.
When I come home,
my lights are flickering. Pedal.
When I come home, there better be 9 kilowatts.
Wouldn't it be great?
So I just got to make sure your outdoor lights work. We're just talking about this. Robberies going on everywhere now.
Just change them. Make sure that they come on. Yes.
Yes. You got. Yeah. Well, daylight savings time is this Sunday. What does Anthony do daylight savings time now?
Change the lights.
Change the batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors.
Yes.
Walk around your house and check your fire extinguishers. Yes. If you live in an apartment or condo, you don't have at least one fire extinguisher. Exactly. You're a fool.
That's a good idea.
They're $15 in Kmart, Home Depot, etc., or Amazon.com. Check them. Make sure they're charged. The one in your kitchen shouldn't be near or under the stove. It should be away from the stove so you can get to it to put the stove out. Okay?
Yes, so exactly.
I shouldn't have it in the stove?
Don't keep it in the stove. The other thing you want to do is every 6 months, daylight savings time in my house, when the kids were growing up, we had an emergency fire drill. And we had an emergency drill, like if there was a home invasion or something, locked down in place. Go into the room, lock the door with a password. You should practice both of them. Do you sleep on the second floor?
Yes.
Do you have a first alert ladder?
No.
Okay, it ain't holding you either, like
me. Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
No, you should go to Home Depot and buy a first alert ladder.
We get stuck going out the damn window.
No, but you should get a first. No, but we can go down it. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
It's not rated for us, but we can go down. You're going to go down so fast that each rung is not going to bear that weight.
To be honest?
Yeah.
I'm getting the hell out of the house one way or another.
Okay, that's fine, but my house is a split level. In the end bedroom where my oldest stepson was, we bought a first alert ladder, and it was under his bed. It was a whopping $70 at a big box store. You open the window, it clips on the windowsill, and you unroll it.
Yes, I've seen it.
And you go right out the window.
You're
okay?
Right.
It was a whopping $70. So daylight savings time every 6 months. Smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors.
Yes.
Make sure they're clear and they're not stuck with dust. Get your vacuum up there and suck them out.
Carbon monoxide detectors are very important.
Make sure you have fire extinguishers. Go through the house. There's a ratio for how many square foot. But if you live in a condo, an apartment, one or two. If you live in a house, three or four, you're going to want one in the garage or the workshop area. One in the basement near the furnace, but close to the door so you can grab it on the way out. There should be one, obviously, in the kitchen somewhere away from the stove so you can run and grab it. But check them. And
in
then
the
with
patio,
your, yes,
because I barbecue a lot.
On the patio because he barbecues all
must
the time.
Have an extinguisher.
You want to make sure that you have a fire drill with your family and you have an emergency drill with your family. Should something happen, what the code words are for an emergency drill. Like you tell your young kids, run into the bedroom and lock the door. You don't open it unless mommy and daddy say abracadabra or whatever the word may be. That they should lay down on the floor behind their beds so that they're the smallest target possible. Fire drill is what to do in a fire, where to go. No running back to get something or get somebody. Once you're out, you're out, you know. Calling 911, you should practice with your children. So this is what I do every
especially
daylight
cell
savings
phone too.
Time. Yeah,
you know, you say with the cell phone.
And, of course, reset your timers, obviously, on your outdoor lights, which you should do automatically. I know I have to. I came home the other night. It was light out. My lights were on, so I should have reset them. But I'm like, one more day, and I'll get it right on Monday or Tuesday once daylight savings time is completely set.
Yeah.
And we're going
to
do the same thing
actually
here.
Actually, I have to replace one because I think it doesn't understand the concept of night and day.
No, it doesn't.
It stays on.
It just stays on.
Making your meter spin.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, when I got that electric bill, yes.
So these are things that everybody should do automatically. But believe it or not, most people don't do it. And the other thing is, by putting stickers that you have an alarm and putting stickers that you have a camera, you've just knocked 99% of potential thieves from breaking into your house.
And that's what I didn't have. I had an alarm and didn't have the stickers on that window.
So they took a shot.
Yeah,
that's
so
how they didn't know. And I didn't have my sign because I had just went back to my old alarm company and I didn't have the signs outside. So they didn't know. I've always had an alarm. And I think that's why they chose to come to my particular house. That's why they probably was shocked as hell when it went off.
Well, it's the easiest.
But now I got signed in the backyard and the front yard and every damn window.
Nice.
And then now the kids in the neighborhood are going to rob that 70-year-old lady, not him.
Yep.
Right.
Because she has no alarm.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
I just don't understand that. I mean, I know she's usually home, but I don't understand how you don't have alarm.
Now on March 29th. Ainsley's going to be on with a special announcement, and Dan Grotovic is going to be on. He's not going to be on the show. He's going to be here because his son and the Boy Scouts are going to be here from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock selling first aid kits.
Nice.
Oh,
I announced it last week. You're buying three, Ainsley, or you're not on the show. Okay? We're running new CPR and first aid classes at Gun for Hire. You should come and check them out. Gift certificates, gift packs are here. Evan Knappen sold out till July 11th. We already sold two seats for his July 11th gun law seminar.
Wow.
Masad Ayoub, there's six seats left for the April 14th and 15th class. That's it. 6 seats left. He won't be back here till next year.
You better get maybe. Okay. He's getting up in age, too.
Member benefits at the range. If you're a retired police officer, security officer, or have concealed carry, if you're a member, your qualifications are free. Twice a year qualifications. If you do an FFL transfer, it's $5 for the range, $15 for Knicks. I beg any other range to beat that. If you have another member join, $50 referral fee put into your account. We have a March defensive pen class, end of March. All of our urban classes are listed. Quick clock classes are listed. Emergency medical response for the range safety officer. Build a bear with Jimmy's anytime. Ainsley, you built your own
yes,
AR.
Yes, I did.
Our prepping class. If you're a member of the range, April 21st, Monday, April 21st, 3 in the afternoon till 8 p.m., we are having a huge one-year celebration for members only. We're having a pig roast, and the dessert ladies are coming, and there will be more surprises.
Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. See you next week. From sea to the shine.